Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak, against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Durant Sean.
And welcome once again. Man, the year is really flying by. As you're at Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 7. Verse 48, that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. Lake City Radio and Blog Talk, I appreciate you all, but you can take the time and do what? We have so many phone callers that I can appreciate that. You can do just what they did. If you're listening, go ahead and call that 646-478-0944 phone number to submit music, emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop for any and all info you hear, and you can also do the same for your smartphone. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Lake City or Blog Talk. Call and blame Boogie Me, 646-478-0944. There's a trend there. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You go back on hold, change your mind, call back and press one. Top 10 on a Monday to a Monday, music and entertainment. Number 10, Matlock. Number 9, Suave Gotti. Number 8, that's Sheriff Kilroy. Number 7, Eric Magnus. Number 6, Black Odyssey. Number 5, It's a Talk with Life About Life. featuring Life Jennings. DJ Tech will be there. Yvonne Conwell, that's Friday, December the 7th, 2018, 12:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, till about 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 15449. And that's Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland. That's Irving Joe's Cafe. They're talking about everything, including relationships and marriage. Number four, Speak Up Poetry. More on that in just a little while. Number three, Black House Sounds Open. Mike, more on that in just a little while. Number two, the Kumba Arts. That's debuting, as well as that Black House Sounds Open Mic. That Kumba Arts, more on that in a little while. Number one, because of sheer volume of who was there, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 198. More on that one in just a little while. I want to let people know before I go to the phone lines that if you choose to, Melanated Media News is on Facebook and YouTube. You can also check out some classic videos on Joseph Motley Jr., which is on Facebook with a period, or just on YouTube. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. But this is important. This man was getting so many videos and music, he's one of the few who's had to set up a second YouTube page under the name of Joseph P. Motley Jr., with a lot of new material on there, including some hot songs like that Be Original. Wait a minute. That's that translation track with himself, Sheriff Kilroy. There are a couple of nice hot tracks with himself and Mr. Powers. And last but not least, that Black Orca, Sheriff Kilroy. It's all on that page. So you know you're doing something when you have to have a lot of things going on. And then, of course, I'll give you the last few, the Facebook, the Black on Black Crime, Inc., or the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. And before I go to the phone lines, because you all will tell me, I never let y'all know what's going on. And sometimes you tell me that so long, I might actually begin to believe you. So I'm going to start off and let people know that the Black House Sound Open Mic Night, you might have seen it up on my page. Yes, indeed. There are flyers out there all disseminated in the neighborhood. That's Friday, December 7th, 2018, at Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue, 44112, the second floor of the Chandler Park Building, Suite 2190. The time is 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. You will see that. I will say that sign out there that says Friends Fellowship on the second floor at Suite 2190. No, I'm not going to let you all know that there's excellent free food catered in by Sister Kim. And, yes, you can bring your family because it is clean material. Unlike that last workshop we had, it was a very interesting workshop. Anyway, I'm going to go to, since I see that right there, I'm going to start off with the phone number of 216-400-216-400. What's happening?
Hello, Mr. Porter. How are you?
Hey, I'm alive. That says a lot.
I'm just calling to let you know that I know our friend Dot passed away, but I decided that I wait until Black History Month to deal with that, and also to deal with my godbrother, Whitney M. Young Jr., and also deal with Dr. King, as well as Dot and the others, because the Black history should be. And I'm also going to include John Barbarino. He may have been white, but that was my white son, and he named me as his black mother. And you were his little brother. So Black History Month, we will be dealing with those. Thank you. Have a good day. And I would say that what I saw at the workshop was fantastic. So keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you so much. And, okay, Black History Month. Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And what we're going to do is, before I go to anybody else on the phone line, that 216-820, that 216-468, this is what I'm going to do. Sometimes I might not plan on speaking on something right away, so I'm not even set up for it. But on this one, I will give, I have to call all the folks who attended to sign a list. If I can't read your name, that's not my fault. But anyway, we had December 1st, 2018, the Hip Hop Workers Workshop, episode number 198. Mama Porter, Mr. Roddy B from 1008 Vision, Hayes Flores. Yep, Maddie B's Flowers with the Hayes. You can call up 216-334-9820. I'll tell you why in just a moment. DJ Drip Drop. DJ Change in Training. Mr. Marwa Tilby. That brother was from France, invited down from Mr. Silver B. My elder statesman, Dolores Gray, Angela Davis, who's from Black Lives Matter and the Euclid NAACP, who she spoke about the importance of voting. And then she even did a nice little number for us. Dontez Taylor, Joe Jones from Father's Lives Matter. He had a nice little entourage. We had Pete Paragon from SOTC, Kim R from the Black House Sounds Open Mic. Isn't that nice how everybody supports each other? Myra Sevens from East 93rd Street Block Party, and many other things she does throughout the year with National Action Network and more. Poison Ivy, Mr. Powers, and of course, Mrs. Powers. And they spoke on 10-year anniversary. We also had friends who performed. As a matter of fact, as I look at things, I have to stop and just take the time and say that it was very, very interesting. Rashida Weaver, Shakespeare, MC Derek, Danielle Woods took the long drive out past Macedonia to come through, and I appreciate that as all women got bouquets of flowers from the Hayes Floral Arrangements. Definitely even the brothers, the men took some. World AIDS Day was spoken on by our elder statesman, Silver B, who spoke on penises, breasts, and masturbation. Don't ask, you should have been there, but you'll be at the next one, huh? Kaya Dog, the movie. We gave away DVDs and CDs. Ronnie B spoke on artists not performing over their own tracks is corny, unless you're giving a stage show like Poison Ivy or Black House Sounds does. And Poison Ivy spoke. I always did respect her because I never wanted to perform after her because she's the kind who bring a stage show like Furniture and all kinds of other stuff. Smoke Machine, you name it, she did it. The Dot Tribute was where the Elder Statesman Silver B, Queen Dolores Gray, and I gave testimony. Poison Ivy helped hold up Dot's poster. Sheriff Kilroy did one of Dot's favorite songs. Mr. Powers did a couple of his classics that Dot loved. Black House Sound Standards have been doing original music or sample track music that hasn't been done by any other artist. So, you know, I have to respect that. And since CMHA was a relooped Death Row track that had been, it hadn't been done by any artist, but it was relooped. It was relooped. So I'm glad Hood Famous TV said, hey, I'm watching everything. You let us do the Kyle Dog. They offered after the workshop to do the video where you had 1008 Vision, Shakespeare, Brick House Wellness, SOTC, Regal Stewart in the video shoot. And I am glad that also you have Black House Sounds in the video. Ain't no fun if the homies don't get none. Brick House Wellness did 4 Zumba routines, which wiped out Porter the heck out. You had a couple other things happening in the school at the same time, which made it very interesting. I'm sure some of the people who went there would tell you they did not expect to be a part of anything called the Confucius Institute 2018 Art Performance Competition Program, which was held at the same time. And I do have a book on how to speak Chinese. I have to go over that with the driver lessons book once I'm done with that one. But I have a hard back book on how to speak Chinese that they were giving away to people. Made me look real bad on some of the giveaways I've done at things. I'm like, dang, I got to step my freaking game up. Anyway, I'm getting ready to go down here to 216-820 after I let people know that you can Facebook or Blog Talk, DJ Amber Radio, OPN Radio, is on weupradio.com Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can Facebook Al Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat for Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio. Just getting this junk out of the way so I don't have to go back over and say it again. Let me go to 216-820 who probably tell me the heck with a hip hop workshop, open mic, and people being together for 10 years is corny. 216-820, you're on live. What's on your mind? I tell you what's on my mind. Black House Sound making real Cleveland music. That's what's being on my mind. This is Mr. Powers, the host with the most. Reminding everyone that this Friday, December 7, 2018, from 7 to 9 at the Chandler Park Building, 17325 Euclid Avenue. That's the second floor, suite 2190 at Friends and Fellowship Bible Church. Black House Sound will be having another open mic, which will also be the honor of Queen Dot, who have also been at the open mics dealing with Black House Sound. So, once again, to everyone that's listening, this coming Friday, you know, December 7th, 2018, Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, 17325 Euclid Avenue, 14112 on the second floor of the Chandler Park Building, suite 2190, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., Black House Sound will have open mic night, which simply means this is a free event, not just for myself, not just for Black House Sound, but for everyone, for friends and family. If you say you're stuck with kids on a Friday night, take them to see something real special. Take them to that open mic, because I tell you right now, it's a must-see, can't-miss ordeal. You got free food, fun, and live entertainment, you know? So that's why I try to tell them all to come on out this Friday night to the open mic. Also, log on to Joseph P. Motley up there on YouTube, as well as the other sites, as well as Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube. You can also go to the Facebook, as well as the Black House Sound Open Mic Night page, and check out the latest. But I'll tell you right now, Black House Sound is on the move, and there ain't no stopping us, you know what I'm saying? Even when the devil is trying to stop you, you know? And the reason why I say when the devil is trying to stop you, it's simple as this, you know? I had just found out this afternoon, you know, coming home, that my mother's mom has cancer. Now, I still haven't found out the update on that yet, but I do know one thing. She is within my prayers right now, you know what I'm saying, and I'm hoping she's in within everyone else's prayers as well. But I just hope and pray that, you know what I'm saying, that while she is here, you know what I mean, I want her to know right now that no matter what the outcome is, you have done your thing, and you don't have nothing to prove, and you certainly do not have to suffer. So, with that being said, you know what I'm saying? I'll say it before, and I'll say it again. Keep God in your life, because the devil is a liar. Black House, I make real Cleveland music. Much love to my partner, the founder, Joe Legacy, and everyone else that has worked with us over the years and who plan on working with us in the future. God bless you all, and one love. One love, and definitely our prayers go out to the Most High and the Creator to please keep watch over that brother's family, as well as all of those who take the time to listen and call in. May we all definitely be covered and blessed. Okay, I have a couple of phone callers to go to, which I know I will, the 216-468-216-209. Before I do that, I'm going to get rid of a couple of things if I can so that people won't say, man, you never tell us what's happening. Anyway, I want to say if anybody wants to go to Facebook, there's an event that was called East Cleveland Solutions Remembers 137 Shots Murder, where Refuse Fascism, Black Lives Matter, Euclid NAACP, Tammy Kennedy, Carl Stokes Brigade, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Black House Sound, Cleveland Democratic War Club, and speaking, Man in the Street, on why we should never forget. And one of the reasons I gave was, let's face it, Jewish Holocaust, World War II. But they tell their own people, never forget to make sure that you empower yourself and try to do other things so it doesn't happen again. And if the legislators can't come out to join us, well, they should be shown the door. It was nice because that Ern Smith City Council, East Cleveland Vice President, as well as Al Porter Band in the Street, who led the remembrance, which made sense since we, along with Joseph Motley Jr., our Holden Solutions down. All the members of Black House sound. Open mic and had to come through. I also want to take the time before I go to the phone call real quick to let you know it doesn't always take money to support your friends. Now, hold on a second. Doesn't always take money to support your friends? Well, here are some things you can do. If you're online, repost their events on social media. Duh. Number two, pass out their business cards or flyers. Number three, word of mouth. Tell somebody about your friend's business or activity. Because you're not really a friend if you're not doing that, are you? Here's one. Number four, like or comment on their stuff. It keeps them relevant in the algorithms, a.k.a. the streams and everything else. Somebody might see you like something or somebody and go to that page or follow it up to say who they liking, who that is. Or number five, go lend them a freaking hand or keep them company while they're working. Man, it sounds so simple. So why don't people do more of it? Also, I want to at least take the time to just say that George Herbert Walker Bush, H.W. Bush, June 12, 1924 to November 30, 2018, the day they were taking his body through the to be lifted to Texas. At least President Bush was well respected this time, at least from our current president, who lent the airplane for them to be able to do that. Donald Trump hit that. Now, for those who don't remember, George Herbert Walker Bush was the 41st president of the United States from 1989 to 1993, vice president from 1981 to 1989 under President Reagan, former CIA Central Intelligence Director, signed NAFTA. Now, a lot of people think about Panama, Persian Gulf conflicts, the Iran-Contra scandal. Oliver North testified. What's that one up? Why? Because being with the CIA, they were behind crack hitting the U.S. Hey, it is what it is. You kind of call it like it was. The Iraq War in Kuwait, first one, and Panamanian strongman Manuel Noriega, Panama. You got to call a spade a spade. And also, definitely feel free to call Mayor Frank Jackson to encourage him to put an RTA rider on the Board of Trustees at the number of 216-465-6161. That's 216-465-6161. That way he can get some of those interesting phone calls. And we also thank Dale Fellows of the Lake County Republican Party for the Black on Black Crime Incorporated banner to be used at rallies and parades that was donated. And I'm going to go to the phone line of 216-468, I believe, and just want to say I thank you for tuning in, probably calling to tell me I don't care about George Herbert Walker Bush, I don't care about Mayor Frank Jackson, and I don't care about man in the streets. Anyway, 216, you are live. How you doing?
Live in the building, the sheriff holding it down like he always do on a Monday night. Just calling in to let folks know December the 7th, as Mr. Power said, we have an open mic. Bring your children out. A lot of tragedies been happening. I've been talking about this for about a year, and I'm going to put it in people's ears again. If you leave your children to devices of social media, or at the house because you have to work, it can be a legitimate reason why you can't spend that type of time with your child for them to have idle time to go do things that you'll be disgusted that they're doing. So on the 7th, you can bring your children out. They can eat for free. Not just that. They can also perform if they would like to do that, and you can see that your child have a talent that maybe you never thought they had, or you heard them around the house doing a little few things or whatever the nature is. But most of the time I look on the news, kids is being shot up, kids is being forced into abandoned houses, children is on social media, giving all the information away. And for things to stop, it takes the village to help the children. And so I'm a grown adult, and it's up to me and you people, if you're willing to do it, to come out on the 7th, bring your children, bring the child that you feel that don't care about anything, bring them out too, to see if what we do on a Friday night for the youth will it impact your child. It's better than social media and you leave them in a room all day, and then we wonder why children make the mistakes that they make. So my whole thing is for people to think about that, and I'm so happy I called in. I'm sorry that Mr. Bush passed away. I'm a child of God. I don't agree with a lot of things he did as a president, but I was, like, really young when he was a president, so I didn't really understand what was really going on and what was affecting the youth. But it's 2018, about to be 2019, and our youth is dying at a high rate. And Black House Sound been trying to do something about it. We maturing. We need the city of Cleveland to start paying attention and coming out. And if you have better suggestions than what we're doing, you can never suggest anything if you don't show up. Black House Sound, we make real Cleveland music. Joseph Molly Jr., I'm out.
Thank you so much. And that's a deep one that you got to listen to. Okay, and I have a couple of phone numbers that I'll be going to, the 216-209-216-682. Before I do, let me at least take the time. This ought to be about maybe 3 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes, because I wrote a letter out as president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and I'm going to give you a gist of the letter before I give you the follow-up, because I wrote it on behalf of Kathy Ray Coleman, who's a founding member of the Imperial Women Coalition and a journalist at ClevelandEveryNews.com and the key organizer of every anniversary of Imperial since 2010. And one of the reasons why was activists in the community supported this Black activist wholeheartedly, as well as their efforts to ensure the safety of inner city Black and other women of Cleveland from heinous violence such as rape and murder. And we had called on the longtime harassment of her to stop, as they went so far as to send a barrage of white cops to her home without a warrant or 911 call in May of 2015 to intimidate her for her activism and writings regarding the Imperial Avenue murders, county foreclosure fraud, police killings of innocent people, and other community matters. And public records show that she merely left without touching anybody, who was charged a year later with almost touching 4 white cops. Now, it was a lie in its entirety. So you had 8 attorneys and 2 judges, like Judge Dancy, Margaret Russo, and Joe Russo, who quit the case due to impropriety. And what the cops, or the police rather, will not testify due to grand jury perjury. And the speedy trial time has passed after nearly 4 years. So we watched this. The Common Pleas judge was handpicked. Judge Nancy First for the case, an activist, watched the judge harass Ms. Coleman at hearings and otherwise. See, I couldn't do that if I didn't take time sometimes off from, unfortunately, work or somewhere else to go down there and sit through a case, because I don't want to go by hearsay. So I watched the judge, and I put it on the letter that they ordered Ms. Coleman to trial without notice or without a court order or docketed journal entry. And they even disregarded the law and other authorities to harass Ms. Coleman and to deny Ms. Coleman her Sixth Amendment right to a fair and public trial. So when you had Judge First jail Ms. Coleman for about a month, and then demanded that she be jailed a day before she was to lead the Imperial Avenue rally on June 5th of 2018, and then say she failed to appear for a trial scheduled in retaliation for the scheduled rally, and on the evening of June 4th, 2018, for the morning of June 5th, without notice, the judge first issued a suspicious warrant And we should say what makes that so bad is it was actually July 4th, 2018. So you look at everything that happened there. I have to say it was Judge Nancy first who did that one. And we called on the voters to at least get rid of Judge First in 2020, as well as Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Mike O'Malley. Now, here's where we look at things, all right? Because Mike O'Malley is the person that backed to the prosecutor, alongside Congresswoman Marsha Fudge and other black leaders. And it seems to me that Mike O'Malley might be an ingrate. Now, I want to go back before I go to the next couple of phone calls. If I wrote this letter 2 months ago, last week, Judge Nancy First gave no jail time to 6-year police veteran, 31-year-old Thomas. Now, here it is. Thomas, yeah, Tuell, T-E-W-E-L-L, so it could be Tuell, Thomas Tuell, who used law enforcement database to look up info on the 17-year-old he sent a lewd photo to. Now, Judge Nancy First said, the public humiliation, news coverage, and not being able to work again as a cop was punishment enough. 100 hours of community service, $1,000 fine. He was found guilty by jury on the database charge, but the lewd photo, nah. And it was sent, though, to a juvenile, and it was thrown out since she misled him to think she was 18. All right, 18. 18? All right, so anyway, jailbait officer, perm. Okay, got you. Jailbait officer, got you. Now, the prosecutor, Matthew Meyer, asked Judge Nancy First for jail time because the cop committed the worst form of abuse. The girl's mother said the 18-year-old now barely comes out because she was subjected to hours of cross-examination by the cop's attorneys. Officer Twill apologized to the judge, police department, and prosecutors, and didn't apologize to the girl or her mother. Judge Nancy First had to ask him if he wanted to apologize to the victim. And this cop said, I already apologized to the victim, which was the state of Ohio. But first the judge reminded him, what about the young lady who came here and testified? And that's what he said. If I cause harm to anyone, I deeply apologize. That should have got the cop pitched up under the jail for at least 60 days, maybe 30. Then again, we have to look at how it happened. I'm not saying that the young lady was right to mislead him. What I'm saying is when he found out and Twell looked up her age on the database, he found out her age. He did say, don't send me any new photos, but I'll be happy to date you on your 18th birthday, and continue to describe sex acts he was going to do to her. He even bragged in one photograph how he slammed the suspect's face with a door during an arrest. Judge First still left Officer Crepola with no jail time. He didn't even apologize to the girl. And wait. The judge first is still after a journalist whose right to a speedy trial was up years ago? Damn, I hate being right about certain things. I'm going to 216-209, who's probably going to tell me it's Judge Nancy First. Attorney, he's going to make sure I'm thrown up under the jail. I'm going to 216-209. Attorney, what's on your mind?
Oh, Brother Al, first of all, this is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't recognize my voice, I just want to say I apologize for missing the last couple of weeks. I've been a real busy man, and I'm still working with Douglas Calloway, a.k.a. Fresh West. I'm working on a big-time video for him right now at the moment.
Nice.
And I wanted to go into the part of the conversation when you were speaking on earlier about helping other people and doing things word of mouth. I got a whole nother business that I work at, and that's kind of like the bread maker business that I work with. And I run that business only by word of mouth. I only made one internet post from this business, and that's at my shoe shine stand where I clean and restore a lot of people's shoes and everything. And I generally don't use the internet because I want to see how far word of mouth goes.
Mm.
And I'm running a successful business without the internet. So I said that to say this. Word of mouth will get you far. Just as far as the internet if you're doing it right. And I said that to say this also as well. You can also tell your friend about what another person has got going on. You can also help your friend. Helping is the key thing to success for all those who are trying to be great. You shouldn't always have to look for something in return. Look for the things that's going to be right for you and the way you feel after you help someone. What's all that? You know, doing the right thing is free, and being yourself is free. So don't be fake about that. Do the due diligence to help the positive people in the community. Whether you're telling someone, passing along a good word, or just letting them know about their music or their events or whatever, because I'm constantly doing that. And I hope that, and wish that others would do the same way as well. And I don't want to go too far off from some of the subjects I wanted to talk on. I'm going to just touch on Kareem Hunt just a bit because he's a friend of mine. And I don't want to talk about the situation. I'm going to talk about this, how we can all learn from this. No matter how much you are provoked, we watch it every single day when we watch a game. The NBA players do flops and all kinds of things like that. Let the official know that they've been fouled, even if it's not been fouled. So why we can't do that in regular everyday life? There are cameras everywhere, at every angle. So when someone asks a fool, why can't you flop? Why can't you stop and think for a minute, I'm on the court or I'm on the field? We all can learn from this right here, right now. Remember, everybody's watching. And I'm going to just say this about his friends. He has some bad friends because if they was really truly your friends, those girls wouldn't have never got on the party bus with you for you to question their age. And then I'm going to go even further and say that racial slur wouldn't have never happened if they would have never made the party bus. So it's your friends' fault. Watch your friends you keep around. Please do. Because for your blessing or help your blessing. But you got to choose really wisely. I'm John from Black Odyssey. Got a whole lot more stuff coming up within the next couple of weeks and in the next few months. That's BLAQODESSY. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and every other major networking site that's out there. We got music on Dat Piff. We got music on GetRightMusic.com. Take a look. Check us out. Black Odyssey.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
You're so welcome.
And see, no problem. And as I look at that 216-682, before I go to that phone number, let me let people know just some other things that's going on. I do believe they have the Words with Wisdom Open Mic and Poetry Slam. That's the Speak Up Students Poetry Slam organization presents that this coming Friday, December 7th, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. It says, bring your family and friends, adult only, to your next event. Okay, that's all right because there's a place, something going on December 7th where you can bring the family if you've been paying attention. Anyway, it says you can listen, participate, share, compete, win prizes, free snacks, and more. Hosted by Kel Ladson and Janice Andreas, Kat, and that's at none other than Room 137 at the Black Studies Department at Cleveland State University on the corner of East 21st and Chester. Now, it leads up to something else that's going on. For those who want to, the Kumba Arts Festival 2018, a tribute to the African Grove Theater, dealing with that and where it existed in the 1820s with New York, engaged the African-American community with celebrations of Shakespearean dramas in the presence of diverse audiences. That's Saturday, December 8th, 2018, 6 p.m., at the Maxine Goodman Levine College of Urban Affairs, Roberta Steinbacher Atrium, corner of East 18th Street and Euclid Avenue. Now, tickets are required to hold seats from 6 to 7 p.m. Now, if you want tickets to that, they're free. All you got to do is go to East 22nd, go from either Chester or Euclid, go to room 137, the Black Studies Department. Let them know you heard the program here. You'd like tickets. You can get up to 4 tickets to bring your family to that one on Saturday, December 8th. Black Studies Department, which is also co-sponsoring of the Hip Hop Workshop at Cleveland State University. I also want to at least give thanks out to parents for not stopping, because if you haven't heard, Senate Bill 82, as the Aliana Alert Bill requires schools, it would require them, if it passes, schools in Ohio to notify parents within 2 hours if their child is absent from school without reason. It's Aliana DeFreeze, the 14-year-old who was kidnapped, brutalized, murdered in Cleveland on her way to school. Her parents didn't know she was missing until about 12 hours later. Damon DeFreeze, Watanya DeFreeze, parents want the bill to pass the State House like it did the Senate. Only a few weeks left before everything turns down and closes this year. Stay tuned. I'll at least give Sandra Williams, Democrat from Ohio, Senate, who's standing behind that bill. I want to definitely thank her for doing that. I'm going to go to the 216-682 phone number. You've been on so peaceful. 216, how you doing out there?
Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. How you doing out there?
I'm doing well. What's going on, man?
Yeah, it's, same old, same old. You know, still fighting the fight. You know, one thing for sure is that you got some justice out of that 15-year-old that's been on the news. Got a good attorney for the victim's mom today, and things are moving forward. You know, we uncovered through partnerships of Black on Black Crime and Father's Lives Matter, corrupt police officers. As a matter of fact, because of the two community activist organizations bonding together and joining forces, and I said it all along, when you get every community activist group out there and join together and fight the same fight, you'll start knocking them down. And sure enough, Black on Black Crime, Father's Lives Matter, we knocked them down, pulled the rug out from under them.
Yes, we did.
And we exposed these two police officers. And it turned out really good. It turned out really nice. So, you know, another thing about these judges, too, in Cuyahoga County, I hear a lot of these people complaining about them, and they're right. You know, I filed for custody. They denied it. So we filed an objection.
Mm.
And this objection was very weird, because what they said was, the father continuously goes after the mother for no reason at all. This is the part that you're going to love.
Wow.
So my attorney filed the objection, and he goes, that magistrate was right. The father does continuously go after the mom in court, but she failed to mention that the child was diagnosed as malnutrition. She was molested, and the guy was convicted of it. She's been beat with yardsticks. She has family members that cut their wrists in front of her. There's homeless men that live in the house. And this is the type of games that these magistrates play because we're men. And that's what's causing children to be killed, abused, and neglected. Every bit of that stuff should have been in that first order. It should have not have been hidden and covered up. It should have been told right in the court order. And several children all across Cuyahoga County, it's done every single day. They cover up things that are being done, and it's like a pay-to-play. If I know you, fine, you'll get what you want. If I don't know you, I don't like your personality, or I don't like where you come from, then, you know, there's no such thing as what's in the best interest of the children anymore. And that's why we have to fight tooth and nail to make sure that all of our children are protected in Cuyahoga County and nationwide. And that's why I started Father's Lives Matter. So we're on Facebook. And even after I win this thing, I'm still going to continue fighting. I'm never going to stop, because I'll never let this happen to anybody else's kid again.
I'm into that. And we appreciate you for standing strong and standing tall. We got to get you out to the Black House Sound open mic, maybe even this coming Friday evening. I'll get you some more of that information as a reminder, just so you can come out there, be able to tell your story, maybe recruit some parents, just like you've been coming to the hip-hop workshop the past couple of months.
Oh, yeah, so I love it, too, that hip-hop workshop. You know, my daughter, you know, that's the first time that I heard you, you know, sing. And, oh, my God, man, my 10-year-old, she didn't remember much about the song, but she did remember this part. And the words were, "To anyone that beats a woman, come step to me." And her respect level for you is through the roof. And for 11-year-old to remember something like that, she's going to go on the rest of her life knowing that there's people out there like you that's fighting for her, and to make sure that she's protected when she gets older. That's always going to stick with her, and that's absolutely amazing. So,
Oh, man. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate that. You never know what might touch somebody, and you just hope and pray that it does. So I appreciate it because, man, the music was done from Joseph Motley Jr., that CCR 2, Walk Like a Man, Sheriff Kilroy. So just thank you very much. You made my evening.
Oh, yeah, yeah, thanks. That's truly amazing. She's very impressed. She's even telling all her friends about you and bragging about you and everything. I mean, if you and that's what it's all about, man, is, you know, touching these kids' lives and giving them something to fight with, you know?
All right. I appreciate it. And may you definitely enjoy the rest of this program. Definitely let your daughter know that we definitely said thank you. We appreciate it. We look forward to seeing more of you all together.
Definitely.
No problem, man. I tell you, when people have seen myself and Brother Joe Jones from Father's Lives Matter, it's almost like the 2019 reboot of the Men in Black, because you know we're coming for you. I want to also throw out something, the Healing Gospel Concert, Stop the Violence, Stop the Killing, Heal the Victims, featuring local gospel groups, praise dancers, spoken word artists, and others. Refreshments will be served after the service. Here's the thing. It's the Healing Gospel Concert, which is sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Judy Martin is the chairperson, 216-990-0679. Brother Art McCoy, co-chair, that's 216-253-4070. Just add it, DJ Emacs, so at least I know artists will be treated right. It's being held at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, 15415 Kimberlin Avenue, that Sunday, December 9th, 2018. The program is from 3 to 6:30 p.m. Now that I know the artists are being treated right, I can tell folks, come on down. It's our fundraiser to make sure we still do what we do. Donation is $10. Now I can go and get the premier groups such as Black House Sound and talk to them to see if they'll be able to make it out, because it's all about if you're going to do things right, if you're going to do it wrong. There's so many people doing wrong things. It's good when you can start to do something the correct way or the right way. I also want to throw out here, since I didn't get a chance to just, you know, go over that part, for people to also take a look out, because today President Trump seems to be a little bit distracted and infuriated by the Mueller investigation. His president tweets today, several of them, but one of them he called for prison time for Michael Cohen, who worked with the Mueller probe, but praised his former associate, Roger Stone, in a move that, well, a lot of people said, hey, legal scholars, that it borders on witness tampering, it shatters the presidential norm, where Trump said Stone won't be forced by a rogue and out-of-control prosecutor to make up lies and stories about President Trump. Nice to know some people still have guts. We'll get on the six-foot step ladder and ask, are you all getting ready for President Pence? Then again, some of y'all might not really want that one either. We're going to talk about that one in more detail next week. But right now, because of some of the things that we talked about, I need to go to one of these classics. It's a track that I like that features Black House Sounds. It did not feature myself, but it's one of my favorite songs. It has somebody by the name of Suave Gotti. It has somebody by the name of Mr. Powers, who performed at the hip-hop workshop. Somebody by the name of Joseph Motley Jr. Return. Well, it's Reverse Award, that Reverse Award, which was on CCR Volume 1.
Black men do anything. Society got to touch these young boys and drag queens. of nuts. You don't know your past, so your future's in the camouflage. So stand it up, man it up, tighten or hang it up. We believe we're about to change the gang, and it's a gang of us. And we ain't at the casino, about to change it up, cause life is not a game of luck. Do I live for them or live my life for me? Cause it's rugged in these streets with these crooked creep freaks that'll either have your life devoured or a kidnapping spree. But I ain't gonna lie, up in the trenches ain't no fight to really see. All it is people giving they self just sacrifice for defeat. Supporting the dealers to keep a gun just to keep space in peace. Mentally loaded, we can't enable till they life is deep. The words I said right out of my mouth, yeah, I know the two verse. Cause when it comes to being a man, yeah, my life comes first. Whenever you justify your life on the block turf, jerk, it's a one-way ticket on the lead. You board is the devil's dessert. And I'm not speaking from my mind, what I'm saying is from the heart. Cause the man upstairs gon' stay with me till death do us part. So keep on settling for the worst, cause I set up for best. Forget the negative block down, I want the positive block now.
It's time to make a change, boy. It takes time to reverse the war.
It's time
to make a change, boy. Hey, it takes time to reverse the war.
Oh, yes, reverse the war. That's like one of my personal favorites. I do want to let people know some of the stuff that's coming up. December 15th, 2018, the Community Good for the Hood Food Drive, which is December 15th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Herb Joe Coffee Cafe at 15449 Euclid Avenue in East Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. The goal is to raise enough funds to provide 1,000-plus meals for Ohio's families in need. Greater Cleveland Food Bank reps will be stopping by live performances. Now, Case Party will have 16 acts with a total of 5 minutes each. Each act will make a $25 donation. Tickets donations will be $10 each person. So let's say there's an act that's a group, then that's easy. They can split that $25 all the way around. Solo act, but it's still going up down there. If you need any more information, call 216-205-7967 or 216-322-1857. And also, I want to let people know, since we're on the topic of money, the Black Lives Matter and Cuyahoga County contest instructions. Now, the challenge of Black Lives Matter in Cuyahoga County, spoken word competition, co-sponsored by Community Innovations, LLC. So if you can do a rap, poem, speech that sounds different from anybody else, 2 minutes or less, 120 seconds is all you've given. The winner of the competition will receive $500. You can subscribe to www.communityinnovationsllc.wordpress.com. Scroll down, enter the email address, record your speech, rap, or poem, and email at suckerthurbanpunditz2@gmail.com, urbanpundits2@gmail.com, and the top three videos will be posted on the website. And by the end, towards the end of December, just in time for Christmas, you can tune into the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show with Al Porter on voiceofradio.com. You can get the MixCloud app or the MixLR app. Kind of want to throw out there that it was a very interesting day for me today, because you can go to that Facebook page of Al Porter Chair, period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat, where you'll see Laura Cowan's live. She had her Empowerment Hour, which was live on voiceofradio.com. She asked me to come through. I was able to give a rundown of the workshop, talk about the Black House Sounds open mic, and it was a deep show. She wanted me there to make sure that her guests felt safe as well, because that young lady, just tune into the video where you find out what judge is being alleged of a sexual assault, as well as a few other things. Ooh, here's a great one. I get a chance to come up here and say give an infamous shout out to say, Beverly Goldstein, did you have the nerve to call my personal phone line while I'm live on the air? Beverly Goldstein, I'll call you after the show ends, but you get an infamous shout out. See, got a shout out on the air. Now, anyway, also, the guest who was on the show wanted to talk about or spoke about why they felt the blood of Aisha Frazier was on Marsha Fudge's hands for giving a different judge, former judge Lance Mason, a letter of recommendation to take a job at City Hall, even though he hadn't even served a full term for smashing his ex-wife's head into a dashboard. Not one but five times. Didn't just sock her once, socked her twice. She had to have reconstructive surgery. 2014 is when it happened. He was convicted in 2015, didn't serve a full time, got out in 2017. Marsha Fudge and Mayor Frank Jackson said, you know something, get this man the job down here and give him a nice little title, and the man comes out and kills his ex. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to also take the time to let people know that should you tune in, if you tune in to the Hip Hop Workshop radio program on voiceofradio.com tomorrow at 5 p.m., Crystal Jones, who was the November Patriot, she was definitely given an award. She'll be the guest on voiceofradio.com. And one thing, she was tough because she had to sue the city of Cleveland for disreputable working conditions, along with oppressive internal policies circulated in the city. The lawsuit alleged that for years, those policies suppressed her and her coworkers' free speech to at least talk about certain things that was going on, including the department that she worked in, which was environmental, basically speaking, terrorism. And you'll hear tomorrow some of the things that's going on in your neighborhood that you might not even expect, that she was the first woman hired for a position, and she held that position for over 17 years, but she was the first female licensed heavy equipment operator ever employed by the city of Cleveland. This is what we're going to do. I'm going to take my minor break, play one of my favorite songs from Black Odyssey, where you have to keep praying. We'll be right back after that song.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed.
New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to break. Trying to find ways, pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day come. There's a brighter day come. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing two murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence.
The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying,
And we'll be out in about 4 minutes since I let people know that if you choose to, you can check out the Fred Barkley Live Group on Facebook or Facebook Friends Fellowship Bible Church. Also, the Art McCoy Radio Show is on WRE 1490 AM. That's Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And before I do anything else, I would like to tell people that if you choose to, you can come out to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting this coming Wednesday evening, about 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue. That's the 44110 phone. The area code, the zip code is 44110, 7:15 p.m. Part of what I'll be talking about, and I'm not going to get into it for long, because I'm going to just wrap it up real quick. I'll go into it more there. But the type of speech that will probably be done is sometimes it's hard to be right. It really is. I have to throw up a 60-foot stepladder, but it's hard to be right. Why? Because a lot of times being right, it gets you killed. Now, you're probably going to say, man, you tripping. But it does. Jeez. John the Baptist, I think he was right. And then Matthew 14, off the Sea of Galilee, I think King Herod, yeah, he ended up, you know, it took family members to fool him into it. But they had this little thing saying, hey, I'll give you whatever you want for your birthday. The young lady said, give me the head of John the Baptist, and he ended up beheaded, even though he was right most of the times. If you look at Joshua the Messiah, Jesus, how do you term him? If you go through Matthew 21, Mark 11, Luke 19, John 2, what happened? Crucified. But he's basically right, telling people to follow his father's law. When he threw the devils out of the temple, a lot of folks was like already mad at him. They said, we'd rather take that darn murdering Barabbas rather than somebody who was right. You know, being with Black on Black Crime Incorporated, was it right about arbitration? Need to be worked on? Yeah. How about crooked judges and some of the things that we went out to, marches and rallies? Oh, yeah. It's been proven. Even dealing with the recall and other situations in East Cleveland, helping Brother Irv Smith, which I won't get into all tonight. How about knowing that groups need to be unified? It was just said so by one of our phone calls from Fathers Lives Matter on how we helped a young lady, Justice for Katie, who had been accused of doing something that she wasn't, had done. Now, police officers are in trouble. The fact that Armand Buddhist, Shire County Council executive, he was wrong, and it's being proved all the time. Carrington House on not treating youth well. Yep, Ken Johnson being a crook. Got to deal with that next week. But my thing is, sometimes when you take views and you know what you're talking about, people aren't going to like it if you have your facts and you're right. They just won't. And that's when you have to realize within the creator that you have that you better stand strong. If you need some rest, get it. Sometimes you got to fight hard for it. If I was trying to get rest all the time, it's not going to ever happen too much. That's just part of the life. So I have to be able to pray about it, know what comes with the territory, because I'll leave you with this one thought before I leave out of here. Just because certain people's lives take a chance where they can chill back, smell the flowers, play a video game, watch a movie. There are times that the world that you deal with, if you're going to deal with it, it's not complaining. It's just you know what's going to happen. Be prepared for it. Evil does not take time off. Trust me on that. People run away. Sometimes you didn't wish the child would run away, but they run away at the middle of the night. Then you have to figure out, do you want to be comfortable at home or do you want to go out and do something to keep or find a runaway before the streets mess them up? Somebody's murdered and somebody needs some grief on the spot or they have some information. Are you going to be comfortable watching Hulu? Or are you going to go out there and say, you know something? I'm thankful to be alive. Let me help the next man, a woman, a grieving family member so that someday I don't have to sit back and say, how come nobody's there for me when something happens? Because I'll tell you right now, I'm human. Something might happen to my mom. Something might happen to the lady of my wife. Something might happen here and there, and I know I'd have to call on somebody to be there for me. But then again, how the hell can I ask somebody to be there for me if I'm not there for somebody else? Talk to y'all later. Catch us at some of these activities. And remember something. You don't need money all the time. Help support the other person in your life. Do some things to show you care. Quit talking about it. Start doing it. Love you. Peace.